This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson says he will cooperate with the Trump administration when it comes to deporting unauthorized violent criminals. However, the first-term mayor says he would sue the federal government if it attempts to arrest people in places like schools, daycares, churches, and hospitals.
We think there are plenty of reasonable, common-sense ways to go about enforcing the removal of violent criminals, and we can support and collaborate on that, but there's no reason to target citizens that are going to work every day and going to school and trying to pay taxes and get a chance.
Johnson was speaking there with CNN's Caitlin Collins. These comments came after the Trump administration ended an ICE policy prohibiting raids and arrests in essential service locations, like healthcare facilities and schools. At least four Coloradans left prison on Monday after President Donald Trump's sweeping pardon for participants in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The men were serving sentences between 2 and 5 years. Three of them had been convicted on charges of assaulting police officers. Six other Coloradans also served prison time or house arrest for participating in the riots, but had completed their sentences before the pardon came down. A federal trial in Durango this week started for the former ski patroller who allegedly threatened to kill a public official. Brian Cornwell faces four counts of interstate communication with a threat to injure. According to court documents, Cornwell allegedly made the statements while awaiting trial for threatening to blow up the San Miguel Sheriff's Office.